Yeah, dude.
I almost missed the break. Hunter and I were talking about electric planes.
Dude, please let us. We gotta talk about that in the morning dump.
Probably or somewhere along the lines. It's crazy, man. The future's now, old man.
It's now. Right now, dude.
Anyway, let's keep moving. Right now, it's 6:44. It's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR. You need your car, truck, SUV fixed. Hell, I bet you when we got flying cars, AIR is going to be able to work on them. They'll probably be the first ones to be able to do it. Well, guarantee it. So, anyway, check them out. Sorry, I got all worked up talking about flying cars and AIR, man. It's crazy.
No burping at the table.
I'm sorry. I'm gassy. Anyway, AIR, go see them. Well, Nikki Sixx of Motley Crue is back on the New York Times bestseller list. His latest memoir, The First 21, How I Became Nikki Sixx, debuted at number 8 on the nonfiction hardcover list and number 11 on the nonfiction combined print and ebook list. It's the fourth time Sixx has made the top 10 as an author. Motley Crue's The Dirt made it there when it was published in 2001 and then again in paperback in 2019. The Heroin Diaries made it to number 7 in 2007. And This Is Gonna Hurt got down to number 4 in 2011. So people obviously dig reading about Nikki Sixx, man.
You know what, a while back when we were talking about, I think it was like athletes or something, I'm like, why doesn't Patrick Mahomes just like sign a bunch of stuff and then like give it to his family or like, you know, just bank on the name that you got? Well, I think a lot of these rock stars are starting to figure that out, Brock. Like, oh yeah, I could just start releasing anything, stuff.
You know, it's
memorabilia, it's just coffee mugs, just put my name on it. Give me some money, man.
You got to be with the signatures. That's where you got to be careful, because signatures, the more you sign, the less valuable they become. Right. But yeah, I mean, these guys probably got storage sheds full of crap they don't look at, they don't use, you know, guitars and, you know, mounted gold records and tour clothes. Sell it off. What are you using it for, man?
Sell it off. That'd be awesome to be able to do that, man.
Besides, you know? Nikki Sixx needs that. For as much black hair dye as he goes through, he probably got to sell
hair
off some stuff.
Not that black.
It's the only reason he's writing these books is to afford his massive black hair dye bill every month.
He's starting to look like a vampire, man.
Unbelievable. That and his soul patch is always dyed black, too. So it's a lot. It's a lot. But yeah, if you're interested in checking that out, that is available now.
Him and Seagal must hang out a lot.
Him and Seagal, they actually have hair dyeing parties, is what it is. Fantastic. All right, there you go. That is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
Gene Simmons.
On this day in rock history.
You just saying guys' names that have black hair?
Jet black hair. There's a difference between black hair and jet black hair.
Big difference. Anyway, on this day in rock history, November 3rd, 1957, Sun Records released Great Balls of Fire by Jerry Lee Lewis. You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain.
Goodness gracious. I love that song.
I do love that song. Jerry Lee Lewis, one of the, founding fathers of rock and roll. Obviously, he didn't invent rock and roll, but kind of brought it to the masses, put his own little crazy spin on it. He was an interesting cat, man.
You know what's crazy about that song, Brock?
What?
Is that's like one of the first songs, like, in memory that I have, like, as a kid.
Yeah.
I remember being at a bar with my mom and her sister, my aunt, and they played that song. I was like 4, dude, and I remember just dancing, like, just moving a bunch.
It's a good one, man. It's a good dancing one. It's a good dancing one, man. That guy could wail on a piano. Really could. So, all right, so there you go. That is your rock news and rock history for a Wednesday. Of course, as always, brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.